You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions that you put on the Facebook subscribers group. Sometimes we do it on Twitter because we forget to put it in the Facebook subscribers group. That's how organised we are. Also, I'm not on Facebook, so Josh has to send them to me, and he's only just done it, so I've got no idea what the questions are going to be. What an exciting time for all. The guests that we've got this week answering your questions are Mick Moran, who's making his debut, so no pressure. Paula Murphy, Mike Bancole, and Josh Sexy Sexton, who's also producing the show. And we're going to start with this question from Mark Owen, which I think is quite a good one, just sums everything up a little bit. Can everyone just chill out a bit? And that's the first question that Mark's asked. So I'm going to let you take that basically whichever way you want. Josh, can everyone just chill out a bit?
I think everyone needs to chill out a bit. And I think this, it's in danger, the sort of, I guess the fume around this is in danger of creeping into not really trusting Klopp. And I think there's already a few of the sort of bigger conspiracists who are creeping into that camp, sort of questioning Klopp's ambition and things like that, which I find absolutely mental, to be honest, because Jurgen Klopp has spent his whole career, you know, managing Mainz and getting them into the Bundesliga, managing Borussia Dortmund against the force of Bayern Munich, and now managing Liverpool against the force of Manchester City. If this is a man who doesn't want to win, then I genuinely don't know what he is. Like, I don't know what you perceive Jurgen Klopp's personality to be like. He's a man who loves winning more than me and you. He's a man who, you know, when Liverpool beat Everton in the 96th minute of a game, he ran onto the pitch and hugged his goalkeeper. He is a lunatic for 3 points. And you know, he even came up with the analogy that the opposition has our 3 points and we need to get them back. So I do think people just need to chill out. I think people need to trust in Jurgen Klopp. We've got a lot of injuries at the moment. And yeah, that, you know, that you can use that to your agenda to say we need to sign more players and whatever, fine, by all means do that. But if it starts to creep into the thing of, you know, oh, Klopp's not got enough ambition and this is why we're always finishing top four and Craig Cannon from the Anfield Wrap's to blame, which I can, you know, get on board with. But then it's just going too far, isn't it?
I'm a little bit obsessed with the overreactions I've seen from people. Like, I've seen people say, that's it, the title's over, right? Like, as if Manchester City have won 114 points every season under Pep Guardiola. I'm going to give you a list of some, and I'm calling these non-top six sides. Now, I'm being very generous to Manchester United there. So I'm ignoring the top six sides, like Manchester United, Chelsea, Tottenham, all of that, right? Here's a list of some of the teams that Manchester City have dropped points to over the past five seasons. Everton, Burnley, Huddersfield Town, Wolverhampton Wanderers three times, Leicester City twice, Newcastle United twice, Norwich, Southampton, Leeds United twice, West Ham United twice, West Bromwich Albion, Brighton and Hove Albion, Southampton and Crystal Palace five times. So, Paula, can everyone just chill out a bit?